News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The agriculture sector has suffered approximately $76.5 million in losses due to flooding and landslides earlier this month, according to preliminary estimates. Close to 1,200 farmers across 10 parishes lost a total of 1,520 tons of produce and 1,649 livestock, mainly poultry. Agriculture Minister Audley Shaw says the government has earmarked funds to help farmers with their recovery efforts.
While we are happy that the damage was not major, some of our small farmers were in fact affected and are in need of assistance, and we are committed to providing this support to get these farmers back on their feet.
Each rural constituency will get $1 million to provide support to registered farmers, while urban constituencies will receive $600,000 each. The historic 3D seismic survey, which was being carried out in Jamaica's offshore block, has ended. The conclusion marks another milestone for the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica PCJ's oil and gas exploration program. The survey was undertaken by international firm Tullow Oil as part of a production sharing agreement PSA with the PCJ and wrapped up on May 8. Analysis of the data gathered from the six-week survey could take between a year and 18 months, after which Tullow will determine if it will elect to drill an exploratory well in Jamaica's offshore in the future. Covering a 2,250 square kilometer section of the Walter Morant block, the study took approximately 45 days and was completed within the projected time frame. The work was done by marine geophysical company Polarcus, with its principal sea craft, the Adira, and three supporting vessels, one of which was Jamaican owned. The Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology is to launch a pilot initiative geared at using technology to enhance healthcare delivery across the island. Dubbed eCare, the platform will allow patients to interact with their doctor for consultation and advice without having to visit a clinic or medical practice. The initiative is being implemented in collaboration with the Universal Service Fund and the Diabetes Association of Jamaica.
eCare will facilitate video conferencing between doctor and patient, along with affording the medical professional the convenience of sending prescriptions to the patient's pharmacy of choice. So the eCare pilot will have a phased introduction at select health centers. 5,000 persons will be selected for the pilot phase.
Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley speaking in the House of Representatives last week. Doctors and their clinical support staff are to receive training in the use of eCare and how it can assist them in assessing specific parameters such as blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. eCare is expected to cut long waiting queues at public health centers, reduce overcrowding, and help citizens better manage NCDs, among other things. And the National Water Commission, NWC, is moving to bolster its capacity to provide water to underserved areas across the country. This as the agency recently established a $15 billion local bond facility to boost its financial viability. The bond will allow the NWC to take on more capital projects, including laying of pipes, sewerage treatment, and carrying out repairs. It will also enable the agency to refinance a significant portion of its high interest rate foreign currency denominated loans and reduce its exposure to risks relating to fluctuations in the exchange rate. Chairman of the NWC, Senator Owen Hill, says among the conditions of the bond facility is the provision that there will be no government guarantees.
A substantial tranche of the offering must carry a 40-year tenor. Interest rates must be very market competitive. The 40-year portion of the bond is at 13.5%. Jamaican dollars. There must be only one currency, Jamaican dollars. Our balance sheet must move to Jamaican dollars as quickly as possible, or we get really nice low concessionary loans from certain of our partners.
Senator Hill was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House last week. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.